We bring you two homilies from a series given by Father John A. Hardin, S.J. Father Hardin is well known as a spiritual guide, retreat master, and author. One of his latest books is Holiness in the Church. He is the author of the renowned Catholic Catechism, which has been strongly endorsed by Holy Mother Church. In these homilies, Father Hardin very pointedly brings out a specific virtue that can be gleaned from the scripture readings of the day, and he then makes a practical application to our daily living. Anyone listening often to these beautiful meditations will be encouraged and inspired to determine to follow Christ more closely in his or her particular state in life. In the following meditative homily, Father Hardin speaks on the subject, Devotion to the Precious Blood. Father Hardin.
During this month of July, and in the spirit of the votive mass of the precious blood that we are celebrating, we might reflect for a few minutes on the meaning and implications of the devotion to the precious blood. We know that over the centuries, the Church has been specially devoted to the blood of Christ. Communities, including this one, have been founded and approved by the Church to sustain the memory of Christ's shedding his blood. We might then ask ourselves in sequence these questions. What is, doctrinally speaking, devotion to the precious blood? Why should there be such a devotion in the Catholic Church? And most practically, how should we respond? In other words, how are we to be devoted in practicing the devotion to the blood of Jesus? Simply stated, we might describe devotion to the precious blood as devotion to Christ the Redeemer, who showed his love for sinful mankind by suffering even to the shedding of his blood. The essence, therefore, of devotion to the precious blood is Jesus Christ. Indeed, but Christ as the suffering Redeemer. We know, as we read in the pages of the Gospels, that when Christ began his passion, he began it, as we've just read from Luke's Gospel, by sweating blood. And he ended his passion already after he died by shedding from his open side blood and water. There are, to be exact, in the mystics of the Church over the centuries, have been devoted to five episodes in Christ's passion in which he shed his blood. The agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning with thorns, the nailing to the cross. And then, the blood being poured along with water, proving that he had already died and that his work of redemption was finished. That is one side of the devotion to the precious blood. We might call it the historical side. This is Christ, the Redeemer, redeeming. But there is another side to this devotion, and that is devotion again to Christ the Redeemer, but now Christ extending the graces that he merited for mankind, which he merited on the cross, but now pouring them out on a sinful world through the sacrifice of the Mass. So that we might say there are two essential foci to this devotion to the precious blood. It is both devotion to Christ's passion as enacted during the last hours of Christ's mortal life, and devotion to Christ's priesthood, which he continues being the eternal high priest by now giving us the graces, especially through the Mass, in order that what he did in his passion might bear fruit in the souls he redeemed. If that is a brief theological description of devotion to the precious blood, we might ask ourselves why. Why should the Church, even we should remind ourselves in the New Revised Liturgy, have sustained and encouraged the faithful to be devoted to the blood of Christ? The reason lies deep in the meaning of the redemption. We believe, of course, that God might have redeemed the human race without becoming man. After all, being God, all he would have had to have done was, by an act of his infinite will, have reconciled sinful mankind to himself. But no, Christ, that is, God became Christ, became man to redeem the world, not only to effect the redemption, but to prove to us how much he really loves us. That's one reason. That he might show us how much he loves us by suffering for us. That's the language that every human heart understands. Someone really loves me if he or she is willing to suffer for me. But also to impress us with the gravity and the horror and the evil of sin. We might then say that the church wants us, through devotion to the precious blood of Christ, on the one hand, to be deeply impressed with how deeply God loves us, that He should have taken on human, mortal nature to make it possible for Him to shed blood. God became man that as man He might bleed. He therefore wants us to believe that He loves us because He was willing to suffer, and suffer even to the pouring out of His blood. But if we ask, why suffer? Why shed blood? It is because man had sinned. And as casually as we can, even we who believe talk about sin, how desperately we need, oh how we need, to have impressed on us the seriousness of resisting the will of God, of saying no to the Almighty, of not doing the will of the God whose will brought us into existence. So what did God do? God, as it were, invented the most dramatic means at His divine disposal to teach us the horror of sin. If we are unimpressed by sin, and clearly we cannot have been too impressed with the evil of sin, having sinned so much, right? God then wants to teach us, get through these thick skulls of ours, what a terrible thing sin must be. And God is the one to tell us what it means if it cost the blood of the Son of God. We finally ask, how are we to practice this devotion and not just piously but effectively? It is here that the sacrifice of the Mass takes on its deepest meaning. This Christ the Redeemer, who is the primary object of devotion to the precious blood, not only was Redeemer, when he went through his bloody passion, he is now our Redeemer. He shed his blood, but now enters a mystery. And the mystery is that while God did all he could possibly do to redeem the world, yet the world will not be redeemed unless it responds in kind to what God did for man. We believe, so our faith tells us, that the sacrifice of the Mass simply is the Passion reenacted. The same priest and the same victim. But there is one big difference. And here is where the devotion part of devotion to the precious blood comes in. Because Christ, having been mortal, having shed his blood, now being risen and glorified, can no longer suffer. He can no longer, let me change the emphasis, he can no longer shed his blood. Yet he continues, as we believe, reenacting his passion in the Mass. To not only remind us of the Holocaust that he offered for our sins, but to literally give us in the Mass his own precious blood for us to drink. But the essential point is that he can no longer suffer. But, need I say, we can. We are then, as devoted to the precious blood, as we shed our blood, and mingle ours with his for that redemption which incredibly cannot, hear this, cannot be accomplished except for the mingling of both bloods. Even the blood of the Son of God will not redeem the world unless the world wants to be redeemed. And this wanting to be redeemed is the willingness to suffer. To suffer in doing the will of God, the suffering in subjecting self in obedience, the suffering in mastering our demonic passions the suffering, in humbly accepting from God's providence the unexpected and the unwanted trials that God sends us. The suffering in closing our lips and our minds burn with anger. The suffering in accepting from God's hands the pain He allows our bodies to experience, and the worst pains we have in our souls. This is our shedding of our blood. And provided we do our part, what Christ has done will effect not only our own redemption, but what is so satisfying to hear, the redemption of many others. Because this shedding of our blood, and sometimes we almost wish it were some last shedding of physical blood to have it all over. Oh no. Between the two pains, give me physical shedding of blood any day. It's the shedding of the blood of the Spirit that will not only save us, but help to save, provided we love enough when we suffer. Let me change that. Provided we love so much that we are not only willing, but want to suffer thousands of souls, we'll have reached that heaven with us, which we believe can be attained only through blood, the blood of Jesus, and our own blood of suffering in union with Him. Please God, what I've shared with you this morning will bear fruit in your souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please turn over to side B and push the play button immediately without rewinding the tape.